You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill Radio Racing Podcast for a busy bank holiday Monday, the 28th of August. I'm Mick Norton. I'm joined by Lord Budden. We're going to have a look ahead to some of the best action on Monday. But before that, before we get into that, let's just have a little look at Saturday's headlines. And I suppose, John, the interesting headline, as far as I'm concerned, is that Jim Crowley has now moved into the lead in the Jockeys Championship, which is... Amazing, really, isn't it? It's sort of unconsidered, Jim. I think it was 100-1 for the jockey's title at the start of the season or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely right. It is incredible. And it's not just incredible because of the progress he's made this season, is it, Mick? Because he's, you know, he's been a grand jockey on the flat for some while. But you and I will probably remember him, first of all, for his jump riding.
Absolutely.
You know, a real sort of lightweight jockey who Mary Reevely used quite often.
Ferdy Murphy and
people
like that.
Extremely tough. He was constantly having injuries, a bit in the way like Graham Lee. And you know, he was either the first or one of the very first to change from jumping to flat. And he's done amazingly well.
He has,
and it really does look as though the momentum is with him now.
He's gone favourite with most of the bookmaking firms as well. And well, be a bit of interest towards the end of the season, a good battle between himself and SDS. The other news is that the new ITV racing team look as though they've got their team more or less in order. And Hayley Turner, the latest addition to join Ollie Bell, Sally Ann Grassick, Rishi Persad, Francesca Kamani and Ed Chamberlain. So sort of a mixture of new faces to us, but a few regulars as well. But, you know, be a breath of fresh air, won't it? ITV taking over.
I think it will be, Mick. Yes. So there are three things, basically. I'd like to say very quickly, it's granted Hayley Turner's there. I mean, she's got all the experience in the saddle, and I think she'll bring, you know, colour and charisma to the programme. Richard Perso, my goodness, he gets around, doesn't
he? He's a bit like, he's the male equivalent of Claire Balding, isn't he? A man for all seasons.
Well, very much so, Mick. You know, put your finger on the pulse there, I think, because like Claire, he's worked for the BBC, he was on the Olympics, and I thought he was has been a revelation actually on Channel 4, in that he has great relationship and rapport with jockeys, so he'll do well.
Let's kick on, John, because we're on the clock. The first race we're going to take a look at is the 3:15 at Epsom. It's the Indigenous Handicap, and Humidor's back for more after landing this 12 months ago, and he's £3 lower compared to his win in this, and he also was first past the post in that controversial voided 2014 renewal, and did look last time as if he was going to running into form to give it another good go.
I think he's got a very good chance indeed. He's clearly been named at this race, Mick, and he takes a lot of getting fit. But that excellent fourth last time might suggest that this is the target. He likes Epsom. He's a course winner, as you pointed out. He's going to be very hard to beat. Just a possibility about San Francisco, who had winning form last time out, but yeah. The stable don't often have a large number of back-to-back winners. The one danger to me is Olivia Fallow,
okay,
who I thought has run pretty well, and Paul Midgley has got his team in great form, wears cheek pieces for the first time. So Humidor to beat Olivia Fallow.
The next race we're going to take a look at, a very competitive lineup for the 3:20, the Rip and Rolls Handicap, one of Ripon's feature races of the season. We've got the Informed Treasury Notes, John, who you wouldn't know where his improvement is going to stop, and he's already bidding for his third course and distance win this year. The Informed Homecomings is smashing filly from Richard Fahey's stable, who won at York and then ran a fine third at Glorious Goodwood. And the Old Boy Dubai Dynamo bidding for his sixth course win, and he's actually quite well in compared to, he won this off £2 higher, John, last year, Interesting race coming up.
But yeah, it's always a good race, isn't it? The Rip and Rolls. It's traditional bank holiday, August bank holiday fair at Ripon. The four horses I think you have mentioned are the ones who are going to fight it out. I'm with Treasury Note as my selection. I think this horse has improved enormously. David O'Mara's got his team in great shape. I'm a great follower of Danny Tudhope, and he likes Ripon, which I think is important because of the undulations and so on. Homecoming, obviously, very hard to go against on the grounds of excellent win at York and a good performance at Goodwood, yeah. But hasn't run much at Ripon. Two mentioned just off the card, as you might say, Dubai Dynamo, grand old warrior. Will he be quite fast enough to win this? I have my doubts.
I did say when it off £2... £2 higher, John. So it's technically, if you put Nathan Evans's £5 claim on, he's £7 better off than he was last year.
And he really does like Ripon, and yeah. Nathan Evans gets on very well with him, having a tremendous season, not just for Mick Easterby, but for many outside stables. Well worth his £5 allowance. I think Dubai Dynamo could be the value of the race. And real outsider here, I've been waiting for Off Art to win for Tim Easterby all season. Yeah. No doubt I should have to wait another day.
The 3:55, another race at Ripon that's eagerly awaited, is the Longines Irish Champions Weekend Champion Two-Year-Old Trophy. It's a listed for the two-year-olds. Alicante Dawn, I'm led to understand that it's just recently been bought by Qatar Racing. We shall have to see what colours it runs in. Progressive, only won a nursery off 76 last time, so up to 88 and taking its chance and listed. The two class acts of the race are Codaline and Mail Shot, if you like. But I think Johnny Murto's Grand Coalition, who takes a drop in grade here after taking on the likes of Caravaggio in the Phoenix Stakes, might just outrun his price here. I don't know what you think, John.
Yeah, well, it's very likely. Johnny Murto's got his team in excellent shape, and when he does send one over for this sort of event in the UK, you should always sit up and take notice. Alicante Dawn, just quickly, Brian Smart, he's in magnificent form at the moment.
He certainly is, isn't he?
You know, Alpha Delfini winning yesterday, the Beverly Bullet, half-brother to Tangerine Trees. The stable in great shape. So Alicante Dawn cannot be dismissed. And I think it's a great renewal of this race, or a very good renewal anyhow. Yeah. I like Codaline, actually. Okay. I think he's got a really decent chance.
OK, Codaline for John in that. Now, final race we're going to take a look at is one of the feature races of the Epsom season. It's the Amateurs Derby, and some really top amateurs riding. Pat Mullins, Simon Walker, Jamie Codds coming over to ride for John Quinn, and a really good renewal of this, and quite a few coming into a bit of form as well, especially the filly Ikemashu, has won three of her last four.
Well, Ikemashu has got a grand chance. Jonathan Portman, you know, Johnny Portman has a very good record at Epsom, and Patrick Mullins coming over to ride. Will she have the run of the race as she did at Windsor last time out? I have slight doubts about that, and it has gone up in the weights too. Mm. Eaton Rambler is an old favourite of mine.
Yeah, but he likes it here as well, John.
Yeah, he does like it here.
A good jockey book in Simon Walker.
Simon Walker in the saddle, my albatross, but he's in grand form, Simon Walker, and he'll give Eaton Rambler a great ride. I'm going to go with the Quinn horse, though, Hubertus.
Yeah.
One of the features of the last month has been the excellent form of John Quinn's stable. And Jamie Codd coming over to ride, as we say, character building. Jamie Codd, of course, won the Cheltenham Festival for John Quinn, and I think this is very significant. And Hubertus was a good second at Doncaster last time out, wearing a visor, I think, there first for the time. First time, and wears it again today.
If that works again, John, I think you could be on the money there. Great stuff, John. To all of you who are going racing or just having a few bets on Bank Holiday Monday, the very best of luck, and I hope John's selections help you along the way. Thanks for listening to William Hill Radio Podcast for Bank Holiday Monday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.